Greetings, lovely listeners. Today I'm going to tell you a story called The Three Little Friends. It's a story of when I told all three of my very best friends that I was a medium and their exact responses to me. It's an amusing story. I think you're going to like it. You're probably going to laugh. But I think that we have something to learn from this because in a way I was very blessed with these three friends, very different in their own ways, their own beliefs, and the responses that they gave me. Because looking back, I know those three responses prepared me for pretty much the gist of what we get in responses and beliefs with the clients we work with. So here we go. Three friends. Friend number one. In about 2013, 2014, I had known this friend since I was 18 in college when we graduated together 2001. So friends for, I don't know, let's do the math here, 17 years, right? And this friend is a Sun Gemini. She's a thinker. She's a social person. She loves to learn. She loves to be inquisitive. She just loves to think, and very intelligent. You know, she was extremely, very much a leader in education ever since she was young in her social groups in school. So, not necessarily a religious person. But she was philosophical, that's what I would say. And so I remember we were driving in her car, and I said to her, I have something to tell you. I think that I can talk to dead people. I think that I can sense them. And friend number one looked at me, and she kind of quirked an eyebrow up, and she said, well, who's to say you aren't talking to dead people? Anything is possible. And I just kind of received that response as, yeah, groovy. It is. Anything is possible. But I'm not sure she grasps the depth of what I'm saying here or believes me. So that's friend number one's response. Friend number two. Again, I met her in my freshman year of college, friends for 16, 17 years. We were on the phone, and I told friend number two, and I know I can talk about her and use her name, Amanda. She's a medium now with me. But friend number two, I told her on the phone, I think I can talk to dead people. I think I can sense people who have passed. And her response was, what? Oh my God, that's so cool. What? Well, you never told me. And I remember saying, I never really knew, but it makes sense now. And she got even more excited. She says, what? Tell me more. And it was amazing. And I talked about my mediumistic path so far and how I came into the knowing that I could sense spirit. Friend number three, wrapping us up. Friend number three had been my friend for the longest. I met her when I was 14 or 15 years old. And so we'd been friends for 20 years, you know, decades. And I remember we were eating at the Italian restaurant Maggiano's. And I looked at her and I said, I can communicate with dead people. I think that I can sense people who have passed. And this friend number three, very religious upbringing, about as religious as it gets here in the South, if you know what I'm saying, southern part of the U.S., she looked at me and said in a very frustrated, almost angry tone, I don't even know how she switched from like enjoying Italian food to then giving me this response with such disapproval. That's the word I'm looking for. But this friend number three said to me, you mean you're consorting with demons? Okay, you need to stop. And I remember my response. I didn't have one. It's literally like my words were stuck in my throat and I could not find air to speak. And I thought, you're my friend I've had the longest, and this is how you're responding to me. And all that we've been through, all that we had discussed, getting through high school, getting through college, boyfriends, husbands, having our first daughters together, didn't matter because I was talking to demons. And that one hurt the most. No surprise there. To this day, let's fast forward 12 years. I'm only in contact with one of them. And guess which one that is? Amanda. Friend number two is the winner because she, her response was, that is the coolest thing in the world. And Amanda, since I've told her, has, you know, been on her own journey, living life, traveling. She's, you know, got a doctorate in music education. She's seen the world. She loves different cultures and music and religions. You know, she was always fascinated by it. And it's no surprise that she's now a phenomenal medium. And the other two friends, friend number one, friend number three, I do not talk with anymore. Number three was a hard one to let go, but I had to. And let me tell you why. Because, and for mediums out there, this episode, for the mediums out there that are coming out of the medium closet, that are coming out telling people, your closest friends that you have crawled and jumped with joy and suffered through life with, and you have all these amazing experiences under your belt together. When you come out to these people closest to you, this episode is for you to prepare you to receive any type of response, because any type of response is possible, no matter the length of the relationship. I know that that's kind of negative Nelly thing to say. I wasn't expecting it, but wow, that's what I got, you know, with friend number three. But it happens. We can't control people and what they believe in and sway them to think something is right or wrong. It goes back to my episode and how we get clients to believe. We don't. In fact, we don't get our best friends to believe when we tell them we've become mediums. They're either going to, you know, be in a space where they believe it's possible, or they're excited for you, or they're going to be in a space where they don't think it's possible. You're talking to demons, or there's nothing at all after it, when physical life ends. It's all possible. And this episode is to let you know that you'll survive. I did. And there's actually a very beautiful point to this story as well, in the sense of how I let go of friend number three, the devout religious friend who never even listened to me talk about my journey and how I came into my mediumship. There's a very beautiful element to it, and it's when I told her, we stopped talking. A year or two passed. We were still wishing each other happy birthday, our daughters, etc. And I pretty much just sent her a text and said, look, I said, you need to acknowledge what I do right now and what I am, because I don't want to have our relationship not ever speak about mediumship, because it's such a big part of my life. And I'll never forget her text response. Honestly, it really hurt the most, more than her words when I initially told her about my mediumship. But her text response was, I will always be your friend and here for you, but I will never acknowledge your mediumship. And if you can move forward like that, Jennifer, then I'm willing to as well. And I responded, if you don't acknowledge my mediumship and me being a medium, then you can't acknowledge me at all. And I couldn't move forward with that. And I said, I wish you the best of luck. And we've never spoken since. You know, these things are hard, but what I will say, and don't get me wrong, I'm not sobbing, I'm not crying about this. I'm over it, because that was not the first time I was met with that response. And I just understand people, I think, better now with where they're at and their upbringing and their belief systems. And what's my job? Do I make them believe? Do I fight this? Do I walk away peacefully? You know, I can speak about this very lightheartedly because I've survived. And I want you to survive too. I want you to tell those closest to you that you are a medium. If you are currently working on your abilities and working with the spirit world, I want you to have the power to do that and to know that you will survive too. Even if it means, unfortunately, sometimes losing your best friend, right? That you've had the longest. But that happens. Shoot, that can happen. Even if I never acknowledged mediumship and stepped into this path, we still could have had a falling out, you know? I think you just got to be true to yourself. When you feel the need and the joy that you want to share what you are doing with life and spirit, and no one is there to support you in that, and they want to crucify you, really, then that's not okay. And trust me when I say that the paths will split a lot of times. Not all, but a lot of times. And what's beautiful, though, is you will be met with more people in your path that align with your spiritualism, your spirituality, your mediumship. But it's a very entertaining story. I swear I hear all of their voices in my ears to this day so clearly when I told all three of these friends that I thought I could sense spirit. Who's to say you aren't talking to spirits or dead people? What? That's so cool. You mean consorting with demons? I mean, y'all, if ever there was a variety of responses to give, that would be this would be a good variety, right? So I leave you with this. Chin up, keep going. Don't be afraid to blast your mediumistic horn. And you'll survive. You'll keep going when those people closest to you don't necessarily want to jump on ship with you and set sail on the most amazing voyage of mediumship.